Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 22. The Curliest Brown Banana. Life is full of rules, which no one is ever taught, and yet everyone must abide. They're unwritten and unspoken, but God help you if you ever get one wrong, as you'll risk either being tutted at or banned. Ergo, this whole hoo-ha when it comes to buying clothes. It's okay to buy pajamas, but it's not okay to wear pajamas when you're buying pajamas, as society dictates that first you must get undressed out of the pajamas you're wearing into a completely different set of clothes to buy a set of something you were already wearing in the first place. It makes no sense at all. It's like a goalie putting on a bright pink tutu to purchase a football shirt. But we do it, as them's the rules, right? The same goes with trying on clothes. Slip on a set of slacks or a shirt, and nobody blinks as the cotton brushes against your bare, sweaty skin, soaking up big old blobs of BO for the next 20 or 30 wearers to savour. But underwear? No. Even though they are made of skin, a mysterious committee has vetoed unpaid cotton covers to hide your nips, knobs and noo-noos from brushing against flaps and dangles, cracks and crevices. Why? Because them's the rules. What's weirder? Trying on a pair of knickers in the privacy of a changing room against your naked skin as they were designed to be worn? Or standing in Marks and Spencer's, sliding on and off a pair of Grundies over your own trousers and your own pants, giving the whole shop an ogle of your arse shape as you go, they're nice, in a mirror. All of which is redundant, as the rules state that no one must ever see your underwear, except you. The same goes with restaurants. You must only order what's on the menu, as only knobs order what isn't. Always talk to your guests, but never anyone else's. It's right to use the cutlery in front of you, even though that particular cutlery has been in thousands of strangers' unsightly gobs, drenched in spittle and plaque. But it's downright weird to bring your own. Like the food, but don't lick the plate. Ask for ketchup, but only use it on the chips. If the sign says eat as much as you like, don't, otherwise you'll look like a massive pig. And even though every meal in that restaurant is technically paid for, it's unacceptable to snaffle a bite off everybody's plate, even if you offer them a piece of your own. Do that, And even though it's nice to share, you'll get booted out. Why? Because them's the rules. And as we all know, there are rules about where you can whittle and plop. In a public toilet is good, but just in public is bad. At home is good, in a show home is bad. Turds in museums are only educational if they're really old or were parped out by a person of interest. You can point Percy against a porcelain wall with no repercussions whatsoever. But if said urinal is removed from said wall, instantly you're a criminal. And of course, it's okay if your dog does a crap on the pavement and you bag it up and then bin it. But just not your own poo. Them's the rules. We all know that. Just as we know, you must never do a turd in the pick and mix. On an unrecorded date in 2016, at an unspecified cinema chain in an unmentioned British town, 35-year-old Frances Grant had been to the pub for a few cheeky sherbets, and she decided to go and see the Tom Hanks film Sully. Coincidentally, a film about an accident. Only she would have a very different type of accident. While standing at the pick and mix, loading up a jumbo cup of Dolly mixtures, jelly beans and bonbons. Suddenly, whether owing to the excitement of the upcoming film or simply being shocked at the cost of half a cup of barely edible sweets, Frances broke one of life's little rules. As Claire Berry, reporter for the Sunday Sport, would state,
"Big-boned Frances quickly dropped her leggings and emptied her bowels in the nearest container of sweeties. Frances said, 'I know it was wrong, but to be honest, we'd had a few ciders by then and I wasn't thinking straight. And I only shat in those chewy banana thingies. Nobody likes them anyway.'"
Spotted by a member of staff, Frances was ejected from the unnamed cinema, later stating,
"To be fair, I deserve to be chucked out for that. If nothing else, my shit really stank, as we'd had some curried cabbage for tea."
2 days later, Frances got a letter from the cinema's solicitors saying that she was banned from the entire cinema chain, and her name had been passed on to the other chains, warning them of her behaviour. Frances told the Sunday Sport,
"I can hardly get banned from every cinema in the country, all because I did one little shit."
Yes, you can, Frances. Because as we all know, them's the rules. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.